This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Corey Hollister. He is the CEO of American Cannabis Company. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AMMJ. Now, American Cannabis Company offers end-to-end solutions to existing and expiring participants in the cannabis industry. They also have two vertical markets, integrated businesses, the American Cannabis Consulting and the American Cultivator Company. They do a group purchasing organization. They also support their clients from concept to creation to the commercialization and ongoing operations. Corey, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Give my listeners a little background of yourself and how you got to be the CEO of American Cannabis Company.
Absolutely, appreciate it. I actually come from a professional services background, worked in advertising in the Boston area, and had moved to Colorado with my family in right place, right time for this industry as it took off. Originally came in as owners and operators, and in 2013 founded the consulting company and went strictly into the consulting side of the business. And since then, we've been working hard in all of the emerging markets, helping to grow the space.
You know, the experience in the emerging sector, can you tell my listeners a little bit, now that the ground rules have been set a little bit, there was a lot of November here, a lot of laws that got passed. Is that going to change your guys' market a little bit, your ground rules, if you will?
Well, you know, on the macro, we're still in essentially a state-by-state model here, you know, with each state kind of taking their attempt at crafting their best program that they can put forward and also something that's in line with their beliefs. So, you know, I think we're going to see a continued growth, but similar to what we've seen over the last 4 years.
You know, in December, your revenues were $1.2 million in 2014. 2015, your revenues were $2.8 million. What is it going to look like in the end of the 2016, and where do we go from here? What does 2017 look like?
Well, I think, you know, in a nine-month period, year over year, we're holding strong. You know, you do see some cyclical activities in terms of when legislation is occurring and kind of the resulting activities that can occur from that, such as build-outs that can create spikes in the revenues. But we see new markets opening up, some big ones, specifically not just Pennsylvania, which you mentioned, but California, as well as, you know, the advancement of additional markets, Nevada, Massachusetts, into their rec programs. So on a macro, the industry is continuing to grow. That means new opportunities to provide services and solutions.
Well, I asked you that question for a reason, because industry-specific solutions, you guys have one, and it's one of your products called the SoHum Living Soil and the high-density cultivation system. That seems go ahead.
As a company, you know, it's an interesting situation in terms of really trying to craft how an industry looks, you know, as it's gone out there. You know, we've really wanted to rethink a lot of the ways that cultivation occurs, the methods and techniques that are going into it, especially in medical markets where we're dealing with at-risk populations, so really needing to produce in a clean, ethical manner. That's really the basis of SoHum Living Soil. But then it also has to be good for operators and owners. So, you know, that product also is a cheaper medium to operate and is just add water solution, so significantly eliminates operator error. But then, you know, going in these facilities, there's lots of other challenges, space utilization being one of them. That's where the high-density cultivation system came in. Looking at, you know, if we've got all this space above our heads in these aisleways and we're spending money on them, how can we put this to work? First, we started with cultivation cube, which we still manufacture. Then we went into pallet racking, then realized that we could put that pallet racking on a movable system, and that really the creation of the high density cultivation system. And I have a great example of this with a client in Nevada, and you can see it bear out in their cog. So I really feel that, you know, we're helping to not only bring the knowledge base to these emerging markets on how to found these businesses, but also the solutions on how to build them to be competitive, not just today, but in 5 years, 10 years, and down the road.
My guest today is Corey Holster. He is the CEO of American Cannabis Company, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AMMJ. Let me ask you this, Corey. The herbicides, the pesticides, all the other bad fertilization that goes into it, who is the policeman of your industry?
So again, you know, with the current structure we have, you know, micro markets within micro markets. You know, here, Colorado is not going to operate the same as Nevada or Arizona, and you may even see some variations in what Boulder and Denver have in terms of their requirements. So that is a patchwork that unfortunately does need to be overcome. The main attempt at overcoming it has been the labs and testing requirements, which are fantastic for the space. And then ultimately, it's going to be a change in how we approach this product. We have a lot of what we consider cash cropping techniques that came from the underground side of the industry that were, you know, really meant to drive, you know, a few extra grams of production, when now we need to be looking at inputs versus outputs and how are we producing clean quality medicine. And really, you know, Soham is 100% organic ingredients. It actually helps the plant's immunity and lessens your resilience on pesticides. So, you know, this is part of what goes into the thinking when we're saying, you know, how are we putting this industry in place for the next, you know, 10, 50, 100 years?
Absolutely. You know, you guys have two vertically integrated businesses. One, the one that I want to talk about is your American Cannabis Consulting side.
Yep.
Can you tell my listeners what exactly you do from incubation to getting them up and running to their to where they're producing revenues?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you're seeing these new markets undertake their programs, and there's a, you know, a lot of excitement around the space. You know, really now it's a lot of successful business people from other sectors that want to participate, but don't really have the knowledge base of the ins and outs of medical cannabis. So we come in right from the outset and work with them on the initial planning, you know, their business plan, pro forma, site location, team formation, really everything it need, they need to be competitive with what we call a merit-based application process, meaning the state has indicated they have a set number of licenses and they'll award them based on a scoring system and that the highest scores will be selected. So, you know, it is a very competitive process. So, you know, really need to ensure that these groups have all the boxes checked to be in position to compete. Once they secure the license, you know, then we're there to go right through the process with them in terms of facility design, overseeing the build out, staffing, training, and getting everything up and running. At that point, you know, we'll maintain a monitoring role with the client and continue to service them through the products such as Soham Living Soil.
You know, next I'd like to talk about a little bit about new markets and sector growth. And I just want to throw this out there, not to be a Debbie Downer, but is your industry afraid of that the Philip Morris's, the Glasgow's, the Bristol Myers, that they're going to get in this space?
I think, you know, you always hear this, I would say, on some levels, some of them are already in the space, you know, if not directly, indirectly. You know, the pharmaceutical industry is about single compound patented medicines. So, you know, that's a much different beast with cannabis when you're dealing with potentially 80 cannabinoids. So,
right.
You know, I see a significant amount of distance between here and single compound targeted medicines. But, you know, I think that'll occur. You know, we may see some moves by tobacco, but I, you know, really the way the industry has gotten off, you know, and had so much runway to get established, you know, the more likely scenario is that you'll have acquisition targets if those players do decide to come in.
Where do you see your growth coming from in 2017?
you know, I think really as we continue to refine our product solutions and as we see new markets and continued adoption of medical programs, I think clearly, you know, people's viewpoints are changing. They understand that this is high efficacy medicine that can provide a lot of palliative care. And
absolutely.
People need access. So, you know, we expect to see new markets continuing to adopt programs. And, you know, we're going to continue to develop solutions, you know, not just, you know, in the ones that we currently have, but what other industrial needs does this sector have? You know, we've had an interesting convergence of ag and manufacturing in an indoor setting, and that's created a lot of opportunity for new innovation and solutions.
I want my listeners to understand this is a real company with a real product, with real revenues. Their first quarter, they did over around $540,000. Second quarter of 2016, they did around $444,000. Corey, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Again, we have Corey Holster as our CEO of American Cannabis Company, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AMMJ. Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about in closing that you would like to say?
Well, I just want to say thank you for having me on today, and let's check back in, and I'd love to come back on the air.
Thank you very much. That was Corey Holster, CEO of American Cannabis Company.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.